Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is distancing himself from a controversial chant that erupted during his re-election campaign rally in North Carolina last night when his supporters chanted, "Send her back." NPR's Tamara Keith reports the chant echoed Trump's racist tweets from the weekend, telling four Democratic congresswomen of color to, quote, "go back where they came from."
Facing backlash, Trump now says he wasn't happy with his supporters chanting "send her back" when he started talking about Somali-American Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. And Trump erroneously claimed he tried to stop it.
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly, but it started up rather fast.
In reality, Trump let it play out and only resumed his remarks after the chant had died down.
And she talked about the evil Israel and it.
Tamara Keith, NPR News, the White House.
The United States is backing out of a deal to sell F-35 warplanes to its NATO ally, Turkey, after the Turkish government purchased weapons from Russia. NPR's Tom Bowman reports on the implications for the NATO military alliance.
Pentagon officials really tried to downplay any problems between Turkey and the alliance. They said denying Turkey the F-35 was unfortunate, but Turkey is still an important member of NATO. I reached out to a former U.S. representative to NATO, Ivo Dalder. He said this whole thing is a big blow to NATO. Turkey's action will weaken the alliance because it can no longer be part of NATO's air defense system.
NPR's Tom Bowman. A bill to raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour has passed the U.S. House, where Democrats are in the majority, but it is not expected to make it through the GOP-dominated Senate. Facebook's plan to introduce a digital currency called Libra is one of the prominent topics at a G7 gathering in France today. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley tells us, finance ministers and central bankers are taking a dim view of the Libra.
G7 ministers expressed deep concern about private tech companies encroaching in areas long belonging to sovereign governments, like issuing currency. The issue of taxing internet giants is also big on the agenda, just days after Paris defied President Trump by passing a tax on big digital firms' revenues in France. The question of who will replace outgoing IMF President Christine Lagarde also looms large. Lagarde will soon take over head of the European Central Bank. While the IMF head has traditionally been a European, former Bank of England head Mark Carney is seen as not European enough. French President Emmanuel Macron says he wants a continental European in the post. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
This is NPR. Britain's House of Commons is attempting to prevent the next prime minister from sidestepping Parliament to withdraw the UK from the European Union at the end of October without a strategy. Today, British lawmakers passed a motion that stops the government from suspending Parliament in the coming months. Several ministers abstained from the vote. Boris Johnson, who is entertaining the option of suspending Parliament, is likely to be elected next week to succeed Prime Minister Theresa May. A new study looks at how gender stereotypes have changed in the United States since the 1940s. NPR's Bing Wong says the results show women are now considered as competent as men, but still seen as less ambitious.
It used to be that about 35% of Americans thought that men and women were equally competent. Now it's 86%. Alice Egli, a psychologist at Northwestern University, says there's a rumor that stereotypes are rigid. When people make up their minds about something, they don't change.
This data shows that that's wrong. You know, that stereotypes do change when the underlying reality changes.
Egli is lead author on a new study that looks at gender traits in America. She says women are still seen as less ambitious and put in roles with less authority.
So there's change, but we're not there if the goal is equality.
The study is out today in the journal American Psychologist. Ping Huang, NPR News.
The Dow is down 76 points to 27,143. This is NPR.